Good evening and welcome to the Howling Madness over here on MGTOW TV, where you will find the best streamer, myself. And why I'm going to tell you right now, which may be controversial on this site, being that it said MGTOW TV. Now, if you don't know, which a lot of you, most of you do, but one time I had a MGTOW Red Pill channel with 25,000 subs years back, 4 to 5 years ago. And what I determined, not MGTOW in the real world, because let's just say, you could say I'm a man going his own way, doing his own thing, which a lot of these so-called MGTOW are, they're a fucking cult. You're largely online, I hate to tell you, a big homosexual cult of homosexuals, closeted homos in the closet, but on a big cult-like type sphere online, that is. Because, see, let me tell you about most MGTOW online. MGTOW online, most, not all, but I'll go as high as 90%. They're men that have no, they're never going to get a woman regardless, except because they're very weak men. They feel that it's the need to blame their lives on women for everything, complain about this online. Now see, if you believe this way, I don't want you around me as a fucking man. Because as a fucking man, the thing is that you either to adapt to the current situation, complain, or do something. I have no respect for content creators like Hammerhand, a wignat, fat fucking slob that blames Jews and women for everything in his life. Probably you're a fucking losers out there that are going to watch this entitled MGTOW. Half of you are fucking morons. That's another reason why women want nothing to do with you. Because you're a fucking socially inept. Most of you are fat fucking and obese slobs. I talk over here about getting a fucking pump, working out, taking the world by the balls, so to speak, to what you can do. Not unrealistic. Now, if you look at most MGTOW online, you will also see that none of these are anything desirable to the opposite sex. Most of the time. I like to ask yourself, now let me ask you a bigger question out there for the larger, if the MGTOW community is here, which by the way, don't consider me one of you. See, like Amir is a guy here who runs the site and he is doing his own thing, but he's proactive from what I can tell. He's doing this, he's operating his own food trucks. What do most of you fucking do? Nothing. You're worthless entities. And over here, I've told men on my channel for years on end, since I left your red pill MGTOW online bullshit, a horrible life-denying rotting disease, if there ever was one. Okay? Now, but again, let me, you know, because you don't think I'm familiar with any. I'm very familiar with people online. I know who Sandman is. You know, I don't know him personally. I know who TFM is. Don't know him personally. Know he likes a sex doll. Some people in the MGTOW think he's a complete fucking, is he, you know, does he have good ideas? Yeah, some ways he does. And I think it would be a good conversation if I could speak to him. You know, but again, you know, is he going his own way? I guess technically he's married his fucking doll. I don't find pleasure. I'm sorry, for me, I can't find pleasure. The highest I've ever gone with sexual devices for myself is a fleshlight. Otherwise, I want the real woman. I want my head. I want to eat ass and pussy. I want blowjobs. I want to pull hair. I want to spank ass. I want poontang. Another thing you're going to get in a lot of these MGTOW, like I said, undercover, they're the biggest trans watchers. Of course, I love trans women. I've been with a couple of them myself. You know, they're MGTOW online is some of the biggest, when I tell you this, is some of the biggest closeted homosexual life deniers you will ever encounter. Okay? There's not worse of a group of people online. I'm not talking about people doing things in the real world. You're misconstruing that right now. Okay? Because here's another question you should ask yourself, especially if you're a younger guy watching MGTOW channels. Sandman here. Sandman here. Yeah. Okay? You ever seen what he looked like? You ever seen, does this guy pump iron? Does this guy live life? Or is he just sitting in his fucking basement? Sandman here. I was in that phase years and years ago. I understand where you are. I understand where you are. And, you know, I look forward to live streaming. But, you know, here I'm and listen, I know, but he doesn't want, so I won't post it anymore. Because if he doesn't want, like, the straight porn, I understand that. I just won't post that anymore. I always try to get something to cover it up or to direct you to another site that can bring you to. Because I'm going to be doing porn. And, you know, you ask yourself, well, why is that important to me? And I'm going to tell you directly, because as a man, I don't care if you're a pleb or if you're rich. Your sexual, good sexual experiences, most MGTOW don't know what good sex is, I can assure you, or have had good sexual experiences. Now, I have what they would call in the red pill, the ultimate receipts. I can show you my sexual prowess. Do I enjoy doing that? Yes, I do. And I do it for both reasons, because I enjoy the moment. I enjoy being with a woman, having great sex, and recording those moments, which you deem somehow spiritual. I think it's the closest spiritual thing you can get. Good sex, yes, and good drugs, a bag of dope, don't forget. By the way, Tracy, I see you over here. She could sit on my face tonight, Tracy. I eat your ass, Tracy. But anyway, so, like I said, you better start doing some seriously self-reflecting. If you're a MGTOW like this, if you're a MGTOW that just sits online all day like a wig gnat dropping nigger bombs, they were on Stormfront. They, I don't think they're big. They're dysgenics. They're rotters. They're spurgs. They're losers. Men that don't get and don't get something out of themselves, for that's one of the best things, believe it or not, is your body. So don't tell me about who's the other. He's a fucking incel. He's a fucking incel, undead chronic. That's the chronically inceled. You've never seen a picture of the guy. Let me tell you, some men out there, something. I know for a fact, because I'm in these clubs. I'm in swing clubs, all right? These guys on the computer are not getting laid. Let me tell you something right now, baby. Because to only get laid through the computer, that means having the women show right up at your place. You better have some real social motherfucking clout. They don't. Think about it. Look at yourself tonight and ask yourself an honest question. Do I want to come over to experience some whore maxing and mog maxing? It's the only thing you're going to get most in the United States, especially if you're a pleb boy. You understand that now, son. And even if you're older than me, I'm going to call you son because you don't know what I know. Period. Those are the facts, Jack, in the U.S. Sure, if I was in Thailand, I wouldn't pay. I probably wouldn't even have to pay for the ass there. But you have to be in shape and have a certain work on your personality, which most of these people cannot do. So I'd like to ask yourself a night. I'd like to ask the MGTOW, and I'll tag it. And this is not to have a MGTOW war, because technically I'm a man going his own way, which the cult of MGTOW doesn't like, because they're fags. Do you understand? They're fags. Okay, and I could tell you this is somewhat of on a bisexual spectrum myself. They're closeted faggots. How do you like them apples? Because that's a big gay fest online. Okay, I've been into MGTOW is so fucking gay. It's so fucking homosexual. I've been in the gay clubs that MGTOW make that look like nothing. Thank you. Let me know your opinion, fuckface.